My mic keeps coming. Was that the one in Toronto, Chris?
Wisconsin? Yeah.
Oh, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, those.
Okay. Okay.
The No Planers and then Judy Wood kind of lumped in, and then, yeah, there was kind of that circle of individuals that were kind of closely associated, you know, Eagle Howe, Bud Berry, Paula Gloria, Ace Baker. Yeah, I'm not.
Did you see the videos of them, like, in their apartment? They look like they're all doing drugs and stuff. Like, they're all messed up.
Sort of bizarre, kind of artsy, kind of out there, psychedelic, kind of jumbled together with, different movie footage and video footage and, very oddball kind of, what do they call them? Mashups? Video mashup is what they called them, and that was on YouTube for a while. That was the funny thing when I kind of ran across the No Planes information, all that. I saw September Clues, and I would you know, see these interviews with like Nico Haupt on Paula Gloria's cable access or whatever she does, that she posts the videos up to YouTube and watch those. And then yeah, then you had all these different personas on YouTube that were posting videos like the octopus, trying to think of some different ones, Ozzy Ben Oswald, and several different ones, trying to think of the name, the screen names like Cow for Grass, and different ones that were associated together, and they would put out the similar type of videos, which were those mashup videos. So you watch them, and there's a lot of them are interlaced with pornography, and is sort of out there. And if you were like not familiar with the subject matter or the kind of the inside joke or whatever they're trying to put out there, it's like you just be like at a loss. I mean, I was on a lot of the stuff. I could kind of, on some of them, I could kind of get the point they were getting at, but most of them was just kind of mumbo-jumbo stuff, and it was just really a lot of it on there, on YouTube. And that was kind of my, you know, some of my exposure to the No Planes crowd early on, and I was like, well, you know, this stuff is pretty out there, but I, you know, at first I was like, well, I don't know if this is just their oddball approach and these people are kind of eccentric or whatever, or that it's some sort of psyop or what. But yeah, that's had been going on for a while. I'm not.
It was pretty effective. It worked on a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people would stay away from it. Maybe I was just lucky I didn't see any of that before I saw the fact that the planes were fake, you know? But it's like, it's one layer after another, isn't it? First you find out the Truth Movement might be lying to you. Then you find out the airplanes might be fake. Then you find out, you know, Alex Jones and all these other guys in the alternative media lying to you. And then it still gets deeper, and the stuff that we've been getting into in the last year or two with maybe the whole scenery of the whole day just being totally faked, from crowds running, from dust clouds, from buildings collapsing, and I mean, even the memorials. I mean, we're going to get into the memorials real soon, because I think those are real telling, and I think we got some new people here tonight that are kind of anxious to see that. And I mean, once you see the, what can you possibly say to debunk the Photoshop memorial pictures?
Yeah, I mean you so just go after one after another with the very similar, you know, facial expressions and the position of the camera and everything. And yeah, those are pretty startling, you know, when you look at them, you know, especially the first time, And you gotta know something's up with that.
Straight copies, guys. Blatant. And you just gotta think, like, people will say all types of things about, oh, not disrespecting the 9/11 families and this and that. What's more disrespectful than taking your dead child or your dead loved one's picture and photoshopping it in different sceneries and calling it their life and putting it out there on the internet? That's pretty friggin' disrespectful. If they were a real person. You know what I mean? And it happened over and over and over and over again.
Hi guys.
James Sloan, are you here? I see that you're in the call.
Pretty good.
Hey, how you doing, James? Pretty good. What I was probably going to do next is I was starting to explain the Social Security Death Index for a minute to people, Chris, and I know that you had made a little YouTube video, a little two-minute video. I was going to maybe play that video real quick, and you could just explain to people what you did and what you came up with, and then maybe we'll move on to the Photoshop victims. James, anything you wanted to address before we got into the victims?
What you were talking about.
You want to just go from there and just...
The world media, well, the media and how they don't really mind whether you believe the official story, whether you believe the conspiracy theory, as long as you don't believe the media were actually complicit in it. I mean, obviously, if you believe the conspiracy, you believe the media lied to you to an extent, but you don't believe they're actually physically have a hand in the crime itself, so... So that's particularly true of the world media as well, because in other countries, I mean, it's easy to just say, oh, well, yeah, but it was America that did it, you know. It's their administration that's doing it, and even if we're in cahoots with them and their wars and things, you know, it's not our government that's actually physically doing it. But once you believe it's the media that's complicit, that applies to the world's media, that applies to every country. And it's like, that's what they're really protecting, because you can't just blame it on America anymore, because all the world's media is controlled in much the same way. Or, you know, 95% of it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can't believe anything you see on it at all. I mean, you really have to prove that something happened to me before I'm going to believe it. I know Justin and Chris feel the same way. But, you know? Alright, so why don't you just tell everybody, do you want to explain the call first, or do you want me to just play the call first, Chris? What do you think is a better idea?
Social Security Death Index video? Yeah, you can just go ahead and play
it. Yeah, the little video you made about it.
Got that ready.
Yeah, I do have it ready. I just got to scroll down a little bit. I got so much crap on this page. And then we're going to dive right into the victims after this, guys. I promise. You know, you guys have been waiting to see about the victims. All right, here it is right now. So I'm going to cue this up. This will take about 2 minutes, guys. Just listen to this. And this is actually Chris. Himself doing this video, and just listen to what he's saying, and it makes so much sense, and I've tried to do it, not with all the names. I picked about 25 names, and I only got one victim to come back on the list.
The state of New York. Take a look what the Social Security Death Index lists as the number of people who died in New York on 9/11/01. 405 people. You can click and sort by age and count and see how many people are under the age of, let's say, 80. You can come up with an even smaller number, probably somewhere around 200 the last time I checked. Probably even lower than that. And then going to September 12th, the following day, you see a number of deaths listed for that day of 351 in this whole entire state of New York on September 12th of 2011. Then going to the state of New Jersey on September 11th, you'll get a 191 recorded deaths. Now, the Social Security Death Index is very accurate. I put in several of my relatives and friends and people that I know that have passed away, and without fail, they all appear in the Social Security Death Index. Check this out yourself. I'll have a link in the description. You can click and go to the Social Security Death Index, put in the parameters, check it out yourself. Pretty amazing. Like blood.
I think that's the end of the video, right? I'll get that echo off for you guys. But I think that's a great video. Because, I mean, they really did a sloppy job with a lot of this stuff. They really did. I mean, some of the blatant photoshopping, not putting all these people, getting all the paperwork done correctly. It's
right.
Just like,
and
they really did leave
like
a lot of holes.
Kind of explain that video a little bit. We're talking about taking averages. You know, so like on the Social Security Death Index. Now it used to be that way. It's no longer like that anymore. They've changed it since I've done that video. They've moved the part of the ancestry.com. They moved the Social Security Death Index into their paid section, even though they still have, you still are able to do just general searches. And then I'm not sure exactly what the status is right now. But anyway, yeah, whatever the case is different from what I did then. But what I was able to do was take averages, like, you know, the day before 9/11, the day after 9/11. Or like a random day within September of 2001. And, you know, just trying to find the averages, okay. So one day, the total number of recorded deaths for that day would be, you know, let's say 400. And then, the previous day or another day would be 350. So, you know, you can average it out to around 400. You know, some days are, you know, 500 or, you know, you get a rough average around 400, let's say, you know. So, I didn't go into it in that video, but you could also do that for the year or the entire month, you know, or look at average number of deaths recorded for the entire month. Well, whatever the case, you know, if you have 3,000 people that die in an event like, say, 9/11, and you're going to see in the death index, you're going to see that noticeable difference somewhere. You know, people will come back and say, well, you know, they
of course
didn't record all the deaths as being, you know, 9/11/01. Okay, fine. You know, well, let's take the monthly average. You know, did they get them within the ballpark of September, or, you know, even you can go and get the yearly average. I mean, whatever you want to do. In other words, the 3,000 deaths aren't there as far as, you know, seeing a noticeable increase in the average. And so that was the point of that video. Even though, like, you know, you said there are recorded 9/11 victims that you can punch in and actually get a listing of it as it being recorded, which is, you know, but you know, a lot of them you won't get anything. And, you know, I haven't went down through every single one and put them in, but I've done some ones at random. A few shut up, yeah, but like you're saying, most of them didn't. So, you know, what does that say? I mean, of course, you can fake records, of course, but, yeah, but I, you know, I think, you know, like you're saying, Brian, it's just, you know, why bother? Because no one's really looking at it, you know? And a lot of people come back to me with comments on that video, and they say, well, they'll say stuff like, well, you have to have been receiving Social Security to be in the Social Security Death Index, which is not true. Like I say in the video, you know, well, you know, everyone has like a grandmother or a relative or maybe a friend or somebody or know of someone that maybe died in an untimely manner where they didn't, you know, reach old age. You know, they weren't receiving Social Security, and you put their name in there, and they show up. You know, they weren't receiving Social Security, and they show up. So that's what I was trying to do with that. I was trying to say, hey, you know, I mean, if you look out there on the web, they're going to tell you all kinds of conflicting stuff about the death index, but you could try it. You could prove it to yourself is what I'm saying. That it is accurate, and you know, it doesn't depend on you having to have to been receiving benefits or anything like that. So, yeah, why doesn't that reflect the 3,000 or nearly 3,000 deaths on 9/11? So. Yeah, there was also a news article that appeared in some different online versions of different papers that that actually mentioned that video there. And there was allegedly a Congresswoman Mulroney that was investigating why. But of course, you know, and I haven't heard anything about it since. You know, so does that mean that you know, I take the position myself that you know, like you could look stuff at September Clues and some different sites, and you know, about the you know, the victims being fake. I, for one, am not going to take the position that no one died on 9/11 or that, you know, there's absolutely no deaths that were associated with it. I don't feel comfortable making any kind of absolutist statements on that. But I'm very much convinced that the number is not near 3,000. Not even close. But,
you know, sorry, yeah, I agree, Chris. Regardless of, I just caught the end of that, but regardless of what they say, the 3,000 number is totally bogus. You know, it's obviously, whether there was 400 in the SSDI, whether there was some that took payments and you know, and relocated. I only heard the end of what you were saying, but
it took about a year to get down to that number, didn't it? I mean, it's quite ridiculous when you consider we've seen, you know, natural disasters in other countries we get a good toll, you know, after about a week or something, you know, and this was New York where they knew everyone who's in there, you know, it took like a year to get that toll. You know, they started off with about 25,000 on the day, you know, and then it just went down and down and down.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you could even look at, there was an article on CNN that was talking about it, and they would say it was, they gave a figure of 2,700, and then you go to Wikipedia and it gives you
2973 and this one, yeah. There's like four different numbers. Go ahead.
So I don't know if you had... They don't know how many people died.
I mean, people even came home from work that day, or they didn't. I mean, they weren't abducted by aliens, you know.
Right. Well, you know, and that brings up another thing, too. Oh, sorry to cut you off, James. But, I mean, you know, you had this senator actually making... Carolyn Maloney from New York actually was asking, you know, why were all so many names missing from the Social Security Index, and also why the death rate in New York wasn't higher than any normal day. You know, it was actually I believe around average or lower. So other people just didn't die that day, or you know, just like they didn't cover all their bases with stuff like this, but they didn't have to, you know. But
yeah, go ahead. And especially given that the attack was at 8:46 before the observation decks opened, so they couldn't blame it on, they could say, oh well, it was tourists that died, you know, and it wasn't New Yorkers. But I mean, the second tower was the observation deck, and even if that were open, those people would have had time to get down before the second crash, so they can't even blame it and say, oh well, it was just tourists that died, you know.
Right.
There's no excuse for that.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, who do we have on the line now? We have we have Brian. I don't know where he is. We have Chris Kendall. We have James Sloan. Tiffany, Simone. Okay, wow, we got quite a lineup here. Equinox too. Yeah.
Yeah, we had Luke call in a few minutes ago too. We were just having a little issue with the Skype at the time, but yeah, once we trim it down a little, Equinox, we'll have you call back in too. I wanted to show a video next real quick that just I think it's really a telling video. It's a video I found on YouTube probably about a year and a half ago. And what it is it shows the collapse of, I want to say, Tower 2. Might be Tower 1. Shows one of the collapses of the building. And as the building's collapsing, Tower 7's in front of it, which, as we know, supposedly didn't come down to like, you know, 7-8 hours later. And it completely vanishes off the screen. Just like a graphic would in a computer. Like, nothing that would happen in real life. And it's just going to completely vanish off the screen. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get that link, right? I'm going to post it in the chat for everybody. And then we're going to play a quick song, and we'll be back in 5 minutes. But during that break, I want you guys to all watch this video. It's very important. And watch it twice if you have to. And just watch how Building 7 in front totally vanishes. And then after it does that, I want you to come back, and you tell us how that's possible with a real video. That's my challenge to you guys. All right? So you're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook. We're on the line with Simone, Tiffany, James Sloan, and Chris Kendall. Here it is for those of you that didn't watch it. Okay, it looks like a lot of you did watch it. So did you guys see how the building in the front just totally disappeared when the tower behind it was collapsing? I mean, how does that happen in a real video? The same way it happens in a real video where they draw a black line on it to make it look like a wingtip. Or the same way they do it in a video and all this other crazy shit's going on. It's not a real video that they were showing us. It was Hollywood. This was a Hollywood type of movie. I mean, that's what it was. I wish our phone lines were working tonight because I could have Nick call in. He wanted to call in for a few. He was our witness that was down at Ground Zero, but he's willing to come on at any time, so maybe we can get him on next week and give him some, you know, get some follow-up questions with him and stuff. And just the things he was seeing down there, like, you know, we would see on TV all these crumpled up police cars and fire cars. And he said he just saw stuff getting towed out of there that wasn't even damaged, just that dust on, you know? And I don't think the guy has any reason to lie. I totally believe what he's saying. I really do. It really, really do. As well, yeah. I guess it's time to get into the victims a little bit. What do you guys think? All right, so everybody open up the page there that I got. The 9/11 anniversary page there. All right? And just scroll down to where you see... Let me see where it is. I don't want to go too far on you. Here we go. Scroll down about 50% of your page, okay? Just see a picture of two firefighters next to each other with a black guy in the middle. Some blue text above it. Now, those two firefighters, okay, they both have the exact same barcode-looking tattoo or whatever the hell it is on their face. They look identical. They even have the same name except for the middle initial, but they're being called two different firefighters. So out of 207 firefighters that died, supposedly three of them were named Richard Allen, and two of them look identical and have a barcode tattoo on their face. I mean, what do you guys think the chances is of that?
Why would anyone have a barcode on their face? Why would anybody have a barcode on their face, full stop? When they learned?
What's that? I don't know. Maybe they snapped the picture off of, like, a picture that was in a store or something, and it had a barcode on it. I have no idea. It could be anything. I'm just using the word barcode because that's what it looks like. I mean, it could be any type of smudge or whatever. Just throw the word out. What's that? Yeah. You're right. It's not a tattoo, but it looks like it's like a barcode smudge or whatever. If all you guys have seen that, I want you to scroll down a little more. And we have the two portraits of Elizabeth Wino. Now just take a good look at those pictures, guys. Are those not identical pictures with just props added in the background? Do you think she stayed that still with her hair? Look at her hair around her neck. Like how it comes out to the side, the way her smile is. I mean, everything about her is exactly the same. Everything, the posture, except they've added some things in the background, and they actually put those up as two different memorials. And I think that's a riot, you know? And some people might say, oh, well, you know, when people smile and take pictures, they make the same face a lot. But go through some of your family albums. See if you got two pictures that look so much alike. You won't. You won't have them. But this next one's good. This is a newer one. Luke, I don't know if you're still listening. If you're still listening, I think this might have been one of the ones that you found. If you want to call back in and talk about it real quick, Allison Marie Wildman. Can you guys all see her? You other guys in the chat see the girl in the pink dress? Now, is that not an obvious Photoshop? I mean, you can only stare at it for so long without saying...
Who are you talking about, Elizabeth Wino?
Look at her hair around her shoulders, Justin.
I'm not in the page,
No, below her, Allison Marie Wildman. She's even standing in front of the same, you know, brown house with the green bushes, and she got the same clothes on. Her body's facing the same way, and then she just got a guy with, like, an arm around her behind her, as they do in many of these hugging pictures. James, you can see it, right?
I couldn't even see how anyone could even try to see it, you know. I wouldn't even give it the benefit of the doubt. Some people are apologists for this stuff, but in a game, most people probably haven't even looked at it.
So, I mean, and how could you not think that's a Photoshop? I mean, it's a total copy. I mean, she's standing, even the spot where she's standing, besides her hair going the same, even the bushes that are, like, behind her shoulder are, like, the exact same direction. You know, everything's the same, you know? And then we'll scroll down a little more, guys, all right? And I got a bunch of them here. These are supposed to be the same people, but depicted at two different times. Look at this gentleman here with the glasses on. Look at the reflection of the light off the left side of his glasses. Look at the way his head's tilted to the right. Look at the wooden trim behind him. Look at the shirt he's wearing. Look at the smile he's got on. What's the only difference? They put a hug around him. It's unbelievable. They've done it over and over again. If you look below him, you'll see the woman with the pink shirt and the black hair. And it's just a completely whited out background. Now, if you look at the picture next to it, what do you see? You see a person giving her a hug. And she is in the exact same pose. The exact same pose again. Now, you gotta wonder, if they did this with a handful of victims, how many did they do it with? And why? Why do you need to do this? If all these people really died, why do you need to fake, you know, people's pictures in their memorials?
Yeah, the families would be up.
It just doesn't make any sense, you know? Oh, absolutely have an ops about it. They'd be losing their minds about it. Losing their minds about it. Now, guys, here's one thing, right? Well, maybe you could just take your mind a step further, right? Now, there's people, like we were talking about earlier, but there'll be no plaintiffs for Shanksville. There'll be no plaintiffs for the White House. I mean, the Pentagon. But, you know, if you're no plaintiff for New York, oh, you're crazy. This, that, and the other thing. But it's like, what about the Photoshops? I mean, can you just brush these off, too? Myself. Is this just another coincidence?
You know, I ask myself all the time, why did they do such a bad job on it? And I can just imagine myself having a conversation with somebody about these pictures, and they say, oh, you're trying to tell me that they make these pictures, but they were so stupid they didn't even bother to change the background. I could just see them, you know, pulling that line on me.
Yeah, that's true. They would. And the sad part is you could then one-up them and prove them wrong by saying, look, I'll show you these pictures in the official memorials. And then all that person's going to do
this,
is say, oh, I'm not going to look. I don't believe it.
Is if you can create or produce one picture of a simulated individual, why couldn't you simulate a completely different picture of the same simulated individual? That's the question I've been asking myself about this. Whatever the case, it's very, I mean, it raises a lot of questions, but as far as like, coming away with the conclusion that this is proof of, computer generated sims, I don't know. Because why use the same pose and the same picture and then redo it in Photoshop and place it in another background, recolor it on it?
Well, maybe they weren't sims to start with. Maybe they were actors to start with that they took a picture of. Somebody owned the rights to it. They bought up the rights to it, and then just decided
to
use those images.
Yeah,
and
I mean, well,
add the
whatever,
other people into it.
Whatever the case, I mean, it's it doesn't make sense.
Real quick,
yeah, I don't know
if I might be wrong here, but I think Chris is referring to like the other images that come up for the person during the search, and Brian's referring to the ones that were on the actual CNN page. Is that somewhat, or is there actual marks on the, you know what I mean? Because I could see that where they actually have an actor play the part, and then maybe, you know, as far as what Chris is saying, I don't know, am I on the same page here or what?
Well,
had a question for you too, Brian. But go ahead, Chris.
Well, I mean, it's you know, if it was a if it was an actor or a model or whatever, seemed like you could get more than one picture of them without having to have a picture and then modify it to make it look like two different pictures. I'm just thinking out loud, trying to figure out like what scenario would require something like this to be done. I don't know. It's kind of confusing. Yeah, whatever the case, it doesn't make sense. I mean, even if you're trying to say this, you know, real photos that have been provided by real family members, there's just no way that you're going to have this pop up over and over and over again, of course, but I'm just trying to figure out what the hell was going on with the creation of these photos, you know what I mean? Yeah, well, yeah, like you're saying, Brian, it could be, you know, maybe that they, whatever photos pull that they pulled from, you know, was just some pictures of actors and they just sloppily kind of slap them together. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was.
I think some of them you have that where you have maybe a picture of somebody, and then they go and they change the forehead or, I don't know, like the Wayne Neal pictures and stuff like that. To me, that's just messing with the background type stuff though, or shopping a person an arm around them or whatever, just to make another picture. But as far as, like, I don't know, then you have the ones in the CNN thing where that's the only picture of a lot of them, and a lot of those got taken down as well, too. So, I mean, obviously, there's probably a few methods going on there. Right, which, why would you take them down? And a lot of them were poor quality, taken right from the from the polls in New York, supposedly, weren't they? Or yeah, so, yeah, the posters, yeah.
Yeah, the posters. How ridiculous is that? You think you lose your relative in New York, and you all go run down to New York, and you hang up these big posters like you lost your dog?
Yeah, like your kid was kidnapped or something.
I mean, that's just... Yeah, that's just absurd. One of the other shots I wanted to show real quick before we get out of some of the CGI stuff, this is some really good stuff right here, is if you guys scroll back up on the page a little bit, go above the Photoshop victims, okay? Go above the jumpers, which we'll get into, and then you'll see a picture in the right-hand column, okay? It has a red border around it. It says Ben Reisman. I want you guys to check this picture out. Everybody scroll there. It's about 30% down from the top of your page. It's highlighted in red. It's a dual shot, a top and a bottom. And what you have is a videographer from 9/11, okay? And you could use the buildings on the left as a reference point. He's probably only a few feet farther back on the top picture than he would be on the bottom picture, or vice versa. He's a few feet more forward on the top picture, okay? And if you look at the picture closely, okay, at first it looks like the same picture, right? If you look at it closely, there's a whole tree on the left-hand side of the street that's completely missing. The lamppost looks like it's way farther down the street. And not only that, the lamppost, if you look at the lamppost at the top image, you guys can all zoom this in or whatever on your computers, I'm sure. If you look at the lamppost on the top image, it has a sign on it. And it looks like a directional sign, like no left turn, no U-turns or whatever. Now, if you look at the bottom image, what do you see? You see a traffic light with a white sign with blue letters, and a street sign sticking out to the left of it.
Yeah.
Do you guys all see that? That's just ridiculous. People in the chat, what do you guys think about that?
You got to give them time, probably 45 seconds or so before it gets through or whatever.
Sorry, I know.
So why don't you talk while you're waiting for them to see it, and then instead of having...
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah, the other thing is the picture right below it, you got two approaches of 175 coming in. Into the tower, and the north face of the tower is in complete sunlight, and then in another picture it's in complete shade, and these are at the same time, like within seconds of each other.
Not
possible. So how is that possible?
No.
How is that possible?
Like on the other one,
real sunlight, guys.
I guess a beaver could have gnawed the tree
possible.
Down when he shot.
Well, I guess that's where the pods and the flashes come in.
Yeah, real fast.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was just joking. I said that must be where the pods and the flashes came in.
Oh, yeah, alright.
Man, I just gotta tell you, Brian, you're so lucky you didn't have to deal with that crap for 8 years.
Yeah, I'm lucky I didn't have to deal with that shit. I mean, cause this is stuff you can really tell with your own eyes. I mean, how do you... Some of this stuff might be a little borderline, but most of it, I mean, you can't debunk it. I mean, how can you debunk a shot that shows the building in complete darkness and then shows it in complete light in another picture? And it's the same angle, the same time of day. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Either the trees and lamppost missing. And I know there's a lot of other pictures out there, too, where there's lamppost missing, street lights, additions to buildings. I just didn't have time to grab them all today, but I'll get some more of them up here. And it's just like, the stuff's everywhere. It's all over the place. All over the place. Now, I know that one thing we never really addressed, Justin, is the... we never really... And people have mentioned this, too, you know... We talk about the victims being fake and maybe the collapse footage and the thing being a hoax. And then we always leave out the Pentagon. And people always say, what about the Pentagon?
Sure.
How about we take a quick 3-minute break, we come back, and maybe we talk about the Pentagon a little bit, guys. What do you think? Is that good with you guys? Yeah, and Shane Law. We'll do Shanksville first. I knew you were itching to do that, and you have a lot of knowledge on Shanksville. I'd like to do that first. So we'll come back, and we'll touch on Shanksville, the Pentagon, and then we'll get into a few more things. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, James Sloan, Justin Cook, Chris Kendall, and everybody else that's joined in on the call. Hey everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host Brian Stavely with my co-host Justin Cook. We're joined in on the call by a few people. Tiffany is in on the call, James Sloan, and Chris Kendall. And I think we're going to we'll get back more into the victims a little bit more after, but I think we're going to address the other two plane crashes or alleged plane crashes now. James, you want to start off with some Shanksville stuff?
Oh, that crash light. Yeah, we got photos up on the page.
Yeah, I got the
photos. Oh, that crash light.
Yeah, I got the photos. Hold on. Okay, they're right here. I'll give you the link to it. Here's the link. It's in the right column. And you just gotta scroll down a little bit. It's probably like 6 pitches down in the right column, and then you'll see the 3 images from Shanksville. Everybody that's in the chat, please do the same thing. Here's the, here's the link again, guys, in case you lost the page. Just click on that. The right column, about 4 or 5 pitches down, yeah, I mean, that's what James is going to be talking about. It's about the Shanksville crash.
You know, that we have, you know, that, unlike the other ones, there's actually two different stories, you know that on the day, you know, sort of there was conflict over whether it was sort of shot down or not, you know, assuming it was a real plane, and that, you know, that's where it differs from the other ones. You know, there's only really 2 options, but, you know, but they went away from that pretty quickly. But, you know, everyone talks about the Pentagon and such, but the Shanksville is actually a lot less of a plane. You know, there's actually nothing. You know, there's no, as you can see in the pictures, you know, at least with the Pentagon, you actually had, you know, some pictures that could sort of be construed as debris, but in this case, you really have, it's just an absolute joke. And, you know, but as I said, for some reason, people don't focus on it too much, and I think probably we're guilty of not sort of talking about it enough, but, although in this case, it's one of those flights where we're not sort of sure. They say that they sort of found some black boxes, and, you know, but they say that they've played the black boxes to family members and such, but, you know, there's never been any real evidence of that, been produced. And, yeah, it's just, yeah, I don't know what you can really say about it. I mean,
it's just a hole in the ground. And the only picture is supposedly that woman that snapped the one picture of, like, the puff of smoke and then her camera broke.
yeah, very little video footage at all of that site.
Very little, just like the Pentagon. I mean, the Pentagon, supposed to be the most secure building around, has, you know, we're told it has 85 cameras and all this crap, and we don't have one video.
Yeah, it's been
clearly shows a plane going into it.
It isn't like, supposedly killed Bin Laden. I mean, what are the possible reasons to be being
about
these things? These videos, you know, there's absolutely nothing.
You know how they release the videos for the towers, but they don't release the videos for the Pentagon, which would have been just as easy to make those videos, I'm sure.
Well, they probably did that to create division, divide the truth, and just make you think, why didn't they do the same thing to, because, you know, they didn't, for one, they didn't need to, you know, because the Twin Towers was enough carnage for everyone, and just saying it happened, and then, you know, obviously, you know, like you said, it makes so much sense why they would do it the way they did. And it worked perfectly. Look, it's split down the middle. You have the mainstream truthers that will acknowledge there was no plane in the Pentagon, no plane in Shanksville, but will cringe the moment you bring up the World Trade Center. So, you know, I think that was, you know, done purposely to keep people divided. Yeah,
well,
right.
it's like what you said before, in that, you know, there are very few people. I mean, there are some, but outside of some of the shows that you have, you know, there are very few people, I think, that think 9/11 was inside job, that think that all 4 planes, the original planes, crashed. So they, you know, usually you're a no plane if it's 2 out of the 4, you know. And that's sort of where that comes into. Because, you know, the only reason I can think of for not being a no plane or the other event is the witnesses, because, I'm sorry, is the videos, because, you had witnesses in all four cases. I mean, it's not, you know, the presumption is you'd have more. Yeah.
It's the TV. You saw the other ones on TV. That just makes it so people believe it. They saw it on TV, so they think those are real. They didn't see the other ones on TV, so they think those ones are bullshit.
As you said, it's just another layer of division.
It's really quite that simple, you know?
You say, oh, well, look at those truthers, they can't even get this story straight, you know? And it works pretty well. Especially after you've come at them with two or three different theories and say, well, which one is it?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I thought it was that one. Now you're telling me it's this one. If they're going to listen at all, they're only going to listen once.
Slim Jim just wrote in the chat, no planes and no buildings, too. That's not exactly what we're saying, Slim Jim. There were no planes. Those buildings were there at one time, and they did get taken down on that day, but we didn't see the footage of it. That's where we stand on that. Just to be clear, no buildings. I see him, like, accusing us of saying, like, you know, I can see where it's going. Oh, these guys think those buildings weren't even there. No, those buildings were there, and they were actually probably brought down with the conventional demolition. Yeah, have fun at the Men's Award. Okay, you too, buddy. Pack it up. Enough time wasted with you. No, not fake buildings, dude. Fake buildings in the video, like a movie. Real buildings. Real buildings were blown up that day and brought to the ground. But you didn't see it on TV. Is that hard to understand? Yeah, the grayish color, exactly. The washed out grayish color instead of like the black glassy color.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys got into it
earlier.
Very
little detail on it, but you can't have any reflection coming off the glass.
Movies and TV shows, you know, until the early 90s, there are a number of movies and pictures and things that show what the building looks like, you know, because it was aluminium, you know, it was a silver building, very glassy, you know, it wasn't white or gray or brown, you know, like it appears on a lot of those clips. And not just the towers do, but a lot of the other buildings.
Yeah, all different colors.
And in particular, the North Anklet that shows the first plane crash. If you go on YouTube, there's a few people who've gone back to that street corner where that is and sort of reenacted it, you know, and sort of spun the camera around. And you see all the buildings that are around are totally different colors to what they were in the 9/11 film, which they featured in as well. So it's all the structures as well.
I wanted to speak on some more fake video real quick while we're there. If you guys are still looking at the Shanksville pics, right underneath that is two pictures that look almost identical. One's from Dmitry Kalazov and one is from Etienne Saret. Okay, they're both showing the tower.
No, the other one.
Which tower had the antenna? The south tower, right? The north, okay, so it's a picture of the north tower from the same exact angle. You can see that the smoke patterns are literally the same exact, like, everywhere. So it's like the same exact picture. And one picture shows 39 support columns, and one picture shows 59. I mean, how can you even explain that? But I guess all us no-planers are crazy and belong in the middle ward. See how it is, man? You're a free thinker and you figure things out. People just label you crazy because they're idiots. Try to spy
Let me think. Well, we just kind of basically went over a lot of the,
Chris, anything interesting get brought up on the other show you were just on that we haven't addressed?
General, kind of just craziness of the whole thing. And then gave, like, everybody, kind of, there was, four callers, and then everybody took turns kind of, explaining their experience with 9/11, like what they were doing, where they were at, what they were thinking about it at the time, and kind of how they came around to getting closer to the truth on it, on the whole thing. And I kind of went into how I was like listening to Alex Jones and stuff back then, so I was already kind of up on some different, conspiracy stuff. And, I personally believe that, conspiracy is what runs the world. You find that out. I mean, they'll tell you, like, conspiracy theory, if you talk about conspiracies, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. Of course, that's been turned into a derogatory term, but, you're crazy, you're a kook, just like the guy in the chat just now. That's no planes. It's crazy kooky stuff. Well, conspiracies. If you want to just stick with what the media tells you, just stick with what the TV tells you. They're gonna tell you conspiracies exist. But, and they have existed throughout history. You pick up history books and you can read about conspiracies throughout history. I mean, what's a good recent, relatively recent example? Yeah, the Mafia. That wasn't until, I think it was the 60s?
1963, the Valachi hearings, when they finally admitted it, yeah.
Yeah, and then... But prior to 1963, it's like, you talk about the Mafia, there's organized crime. What are you, a nutcase?
Right.
Everyone would know about it. They'd do something about it. They wouldn't let that go on.
Right. It might have been late 50s. In fact, J. Edgar Hoover actually claimed around the same time that there was no Mafia. But we obviously know now that the Mafia, there's a reason for that. And obviously he was, not supposed to... to say anything about that or whatever. But, yeah, no, you're exactly right. And obviously a group that can operate like that, is the Mafia in essence is just another secret society. All they are. It's the same thing as your higher Freemason orgs or your, Knights of Malta or wherever, where you have to sign a blood oath. And, a lot of people, and I'm not saying that all, your little Freemason lodge around the corner necessarily will kill you for divulging stuff, but if you are some type of initiate into, maybe Scottish Rite or, a lot of those things, and you go and rat on your fellow, Freemason or whatever secret society it is, there's going to be hell to pay, and that's why... that's why a lot of these things are allowed to happen and nobody says anything because, to them it's, and also the it's a religion to them. That's the thing is, people don't understand that your secret society fraternal organization comes before, any other, faith or civic duty or whatever, whatever else. No, I see exactly what you're saying and, it makes sense. Through history, look at Smedley Butler, the coup that he stopped, it's called the business plot, where you actually had, they were trying to kill FDR, and that was, by J.P. Morgan, Prescott Bush, and all those guys, and they picked, Smedley Butler to be the one to pull the coup, and he actually went in front of Congress, and blew it wide open.
Yeah, so... That was a pretty big conspiracy there. excuse me, that's in your history books. And, they always tell you about Claudius Caesar was, you know, there was a conspiracy against him and at the time, their Congress or what have you, they killed him in a conspiracy. But that'll teach you that in history and all that. So, but then you come to the modern day, and it's like, well, what happened to conspiracies? Well, they don't exist, or they'll say, lone gunman, or there's this Muslim conspiracy. It's okay to believe that one, but, you know, right. That the Muslims are conspiring against the American people because they hate our freedoms. I mean, how ridiculous is that? But anyway, that's you're told to believe that conspiracy. But, you know, you go in and try to piece together like 9/11. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, and they have built that up to be a derogatory term, but it's not a derogatory. I mean, a conspiracy theorist, there's nothing within that term to give any negative connotation to it, really. If you think about it, you're theorizing about a conspiracy. Conspiracies are not ridiculous. Conspiracies are not absurd. Conspiracies are a fact of business, man. I mean, you can't deny it that conspiracies exist. So going from that jumping off point to theorizing or speculating or surmising or pointing out certain things that absolutely cannot be true, and trying to piece together some more of the truth, that idea that that's somehow wrong thinking or it's just that is absurd. I mean, really, if you think about it, that idea that, okay, conspiracies don't exist, trying to arrive at a truth and bypass the mainstream media and your official sources is somehow invalid. That is just, that's ridiculous. I mean, they're the ones that are ridiculous,
right. Well, you know, again, too, I think a big thing of it, Chris, too, is the fact that so many people, regardless of how corrupt the government is, they think the government would never pull off this type of operation. They also think, well, why hasn't anyone said anything if it was as big as you guys make it? And that I think is the biggest cognitive dissonance statement made in, you know, what do you think about that? You know, obviously, you know, like we said about the fact that people are willing to sell their souls in secret societies and everything else. And, you know,
right. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, I mean, we live in this culture and society where, I mean, there's a lot of
especially
people
if
that
nobody
would do
died.
Just about anything
nobody
for
died
if
they
man.
Just collected the paycheck. They feel a lot better.
No
about
denying
it.
That. And they certainly keep quiet. I mean, there's people that keep quiet for a lot less, you know, all the time just to keep a crummy job. They keep their mouth shut and keep their head down. I mean,
especially if it's somebody that you've already got something over. You can slap a charge on them and throw them in jail. I'm not necessarily talking about a violent criminal, but maybe someone who is in a finance sort of company that went down and they've got dirt on them or something, you know. And if
right.
they can chuck them in the big house for 5 years, you know.
Yeah, that reminds me of something I ran across on this Jim Stone blog. If you guys familiar with that,
yes.
Jim Stone.
Right. Yeah. Is it the Aurora one?
Yeah, right, on the Aurora one where he went into what was it called? Some motion that was submitted by one of the alleged witnesses, and the statement was that they got a visit from the sheriff. The sheriff basically threatened them, say, hey, we're going to send you up the river with these trumped-up charges, but all we want you to do is, and apparently you know, allegedly the sheriff shot this person in, like, the leg or something, and then said, well, you know, now you need to testify that, you know, where you were shot by James Holmes. And okay. then that's how they got that person's testimony. And then, yeah, you know, you're going to keep quiet. I don't know. I think most people would. I mean, they either keep quiet or they get sent up for years, you know, and then it's like, okay, you got these people that, you know, definitely can back up what they're telling you. There's no doubt about it. But whether or not all that is true, I don't know, but it's definitely plausible to me that that's how a lot of this stuff would work. You know, I'm not saying that everybody involved is under sort of blackmail, but I'm sure that, that's definitely a part of all this, you know, that type of stuff.
They also know that even if they do come forward, what's really going to happen? They just get discredited, thrown in jail, but it's not going to change anything.
You get called a conspiracy coup.
Yeah.
You don't get to go on Oprah Winfrey show, CNN, or what? Yeah, the Daily Show with what a Jon Stewart or whatever, and then tell all the truth, and then. But I mean, I'll have to say I've run across some stuff here and there that's like. Why the hell are they allowing this in the media? But then, you know, you gotta some of this propaganda is kind of sophisticated, and you gotta like kind of step back away from it and say, and not jump to conclusions and say, well, what could be the other ulterior motive for this being allowed to be put out? So, yeah, there's a lot of different, you know, like especially the 9/11 thing. There's so many different facets to it, and so many different. Layers of the onion and all that, so to speak. It's just it's hard to really wrap your mind around all and even think about how something like this would go down and how it all would play out. And I could understand why people would be like reluctant to kind
of
go along with it, because they say, well, how the hell? I mean, because it's convoluted, and it is like hard to believe that people would be that wicked, you know. But hey, you know, I personally see stuff.
Despite the fact that people murder people every day all around the world for like next to no reason.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yes, well, you know, people admit that. There is evil people out there, but you know when you talk about them, are evil people always unorganized and always the ones that end up in long term prison stretch or prison terms or maybe evil people are, you know, could they be in charge? Could it just so happen that in this money driven, materialistic centered hyper-competitive culture that maybe, just maybe, psychopaths have risen to the top of this shit heap? I don't know. Maybe. I think so. I think you're a fool to think otherwise. I think we live in a shithole of a society myself. I mean, I hate to sound so negative, but man, I've run across so much stuff that make you think, like, what the hell is humanity anyway, you know? It's like, are we sunk that low? I mean, God, for Pete's sake, man, it's just, I honestly don't think the average person is evil or was stooped to that level, but I think that, a lot of people do is allow it to happen.
But a lot of things too, Chris, is like, you know, people's bar gets raised on, you know, just like anything else. Like, I wouldn't do this before, but since, you know, and obviously with corporate, with greed, it's a big thing too, and stuff like that. And, you know, people will do a lot of things, you know, when they're worried about feeding their family or buying that new Camaro, Corvette. Sorry, Camaro's a couple generations old. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think that we, and again, some people don't know what they're getting into a lot of the times. You know, just like that person that on the Jim Stone website, you know, was saying, you know, they maybe had no idea that they were being, you know, used as an actor or whatever, and you know, and they didn't go along.
Hey, guys, there. You know, it's,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we take a quick 4-minute break, guys, and we'll come right back and get into some more stuff. You guys keep sticking around in a few minutes. All right. Cool. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. You listen to the Dose of Reality Radio. So, what else did we not get into?
Did we talk about the predictive programming?
You know, the normal stuff, the no victims, the CGI, the fake plane, the memorials. What are we missing tonight?
Did you mention at all just about that? Yeah.
I did. I saw it was a
patient that was in the street. Well, yeah, just the foot of the month, but, you know, there's video and pictures of this engine and then the land of the
street in New York.
And basically, the issue with that is that there are no witnesses to it anywhere, which is highly regular, because that would be a major event in and of itself, an engine crashing into the street. There's no crater to knock anything over. An engine falling from 1,000 feet would make a definite thud. And we have no eyewitnesses, no ear witnesses to it. And the sound, 5 or 6 seconds after impact, is not picked up on any camera that we can discern of the footage we've seen. Bearing in mind the footage is fake, it doesn't matter, but it's definitely something that they left out. And again, there's not much that you can say about it, except for the fact that people always throw up the thousands of witnesses that supposedly saw the plane. And, well, then where are the thousands of witnesses that saw the engine? Not, they don't exist, but you can't have it both ways. And, it's quite poignant, because I think there would be stories about nearly being taken out by a jet engine and all sorts of things, and that's something that's just totally absent from the narrative. It's something that they just forgot, and that sticks out like a sore thumb. Not only did the engine not even dented, the freaking engine itself is like 90 stories, it's not even dented, the frame of the aircraft, not go all the way through, detach from the frame of the aircraft, not go all the way through the building, come out the other side, then have the kinetic energy to travel another 300 meters. It's just absurd. And I think in all likelihood it would have hit a building rather than landing on the street. And finally, you don't really see it in any of the crash videos, an engine flying up the other side. You sort of see a white streak, but you don't see clear footage of an engine crashing into the street. And it should be there. Someone's absorbing the towers and ducked out of the way. The engine crashed down. You would think there probably would have been people killed by it. If they really were thousands of people out on the street. Yeah, and that's not even going into the fact of actually looking at the engine and seeing whether it really looks like a dead engine from that particular model of engine. Because there's two scenarios. One, the engine is planted, or two, it's just fake video. And I tend to go with the second, but either scenario, the first one still requires an empty street, because how could you sneak an engine into the street within all that chaos with someone not noticing. So either way, there's no explanation for it. There's nothing anybody can say. It's like, yeah. But they said they couldn't do it with tens of thousands of people in the street.
They had a flatbed truck.
It doesn't reconcile with the official story, whichever way. Yeah, you know, you go about it.
I think he was calling in, and his call dropped. Yeah, Justin back to the call, and I don't know why he dropped. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we've got him.
Hello,
I think Justin is the call.
Yo.
Is
the echo on or no? Yeah, it is.
James was just talking about the plane engine on the street and how nobody witnessed it really, and you know, there's no hole in the ground. Where are you at?
No. James is talking, right? Yeah. I'm sorry. I just came back. You guys are talking about what the plane that did what? Oh yeah, and it was what put right next to a sign